大家发现最近几条信息的关联性没有？一个是北航的耿同学学术打假。
Everyone has noticed that the recent few pieces of information are not all related to the academic cheating of a student named Zhang from North China University of Technology.
一个是这个上海交大樊同学一路保送啊，到了中国最高学府。
One is that a student from Shanghai Jiao Tong University was admitted to the most prestigious university in China through direct admission.
还有一个热点，
Another hot topic.
就是初中毕业的张雪。
That's Xiang Zhu, who graduated from junior high school.
他造的摩托车已经五次获得世界冠军。
The motorcycle he built has won the world championship 5 times.
这三个信息拼凑起来，
When combined, these 3 pieces of information,
大家有没有感觉？
Do you all feel it?
有什么样不一样的感觉？
What is different? What is different feeling?
或者特殊的感觉，啊？
Or a special feeling?
一边是最高级的中国灯塔式的这个学府，最高的这个技术科研阵地是造假的。
On the one hand, the highest level Chinese university, the most advanced technology research center, is faking it.
一边是初中生。
One is a high school student.
一个初中生。
A middle school student,
连大学都没有进过的一个初中生。
A high school student who never even went to college,
造出了世界第一的摩托车，世界第一的发动机。
Created the world's first motorcycle, the world's first engine.
而这边就代表着中国最高学术成就的结果是在，都是假的。
And this represents the highest academic achievements in China, all of which are false.
我觉得不管说明了什么。
I think no matter what it says.
它至少说明了一个问题。
It at least points out a problem.
就是，你最牛逼的学术，并不等于最牛逼的产品。
The fact that you are the most brilliant scholar does not mean that you are the most brilliant product.
你最牛逼的人才不一定能创造出最牛逼的产品。
The most talented people may not necessarily create the most amazing products.
我觉得国家是想表达这个意思。
I think the country wants to express this meaning.
是想表达这个意思。
I want to express this meaning.
或者说想表达的什么？
What exactly do you want to express?
就是我们的学术腐败已经到了不得不清理的地步。
This means that the academic corruption we have experienced has reached a point where we must take action.
我们的人才培养已经成了畸形的人才培养。
Our talent cultivation has become a distorted talent cultivation.
一切为论文的数量来算。
Counting all the papers based on the number of thesis papers.
你如果没有 SCI 论文，
If you don't have SCI papers,
没有国际的论文，
No international paper,
你连教授，
To professor,
副教授都评不上，
Assistant professor level is not achievable,
更别说院士。
What about professors?
你只要有200篇国际论文或者300篇国际论文，
as long as you have 200 or 300 international papers, you can nominate and select Chinese academicians.
反之,
conversely,
哪怕你创造出了青蒿素,
even if you create artemisinin,
哪怕你拯救了100万人的生命,
even if you save 1,000,000 lives,
哪怕你拯救了全人类,
even if you save the entire human race,
你没有论文,
you don't have a paper,
没有SCI论文,
no sci paper,
你还是当不了中国的院士,
you still can't be a Chinese academician.
中国的院士就这么牛逼,
are Chinese academicians so awesome?
你拯救了人类,
you saved humanity.
你都当不了,
you can't do it.
因为你没有SCI论文,
because you don't have sci papers.
所以已经变态到如此的地步,
so it has become so extreme.
所以国家要整治,
therefore the country needs politics.
所以为什么耿同学会火起来, 是让他火。
So why did Mr. Zhang become popular? Is it because he became popular?
不是他要火,
it's not his fault.
是国家需要他火。
He needs to be a fire for the country.
为什么张雪能火? 是国家要他火。 创造人类文明的。
Why could Zhang Zhu become famous? Because the country wanted him to become famous and create human civilization.
从来不是最聪明的,
never been the smartest,
而是那些能够脚踏实地实事求是的人。
Instead, those who are practical and realistic.
中国从来不缺聪明人。
China has never lacked intelligent people.
恰恰相反,
on the contrary,
我们的制度把最聪明的那些人引到了一个畸形的道路。
Our system has led the most intelligent people down a distorted path.
引到了一个必须发论文,
led to the requirement to submit a paper,
才能体现价值。
Only through hard work can one achieve success,
才能发挥作用的一条路。
The only way to be effective,
没有论文,
no paper,
你狗屁不是, 有了论文,
you don't have any papers,
你就是狗屁,
you are a jerk,
你也是人才,
you are also talented.
这是最严重的问题。
This is the most serious problem.
所以现在国家已经非常非常重视这个问题了。So,
the country has now attached great importance to this issue.
这就是我们能刷到这些视频的根本原因所在。This
is the fundamental reason why we can watch these videos.
好。
Okay.
欢迎交流。
Welcome to communicate.